Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And tonight is a very special night because I have an honored guest. His name is Stephen Lewis, and he is the developer of the AIM program and co-founder of EMC Square. This is a ministry of self-healing, and they are all over the world, and it is going to be wonderful information for everybody. So please join us, and we'd like you to come into the AIM program and learn about it, and we're going to explain self-healing and energetic healing frequencies, which, of course, are very important the closer that we come to 2012. Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and it's wonderful to have you. Thank you for coming.
It's my honor.
So I wanted to just say that each year in America, over $3 billion is spent on prescription drugs, and we're essentially a nation that looks to external forces to try to help us heal internally. Yet many people are beginning to turn to alternative methods of healing, which focus more on internal sources. Self-healing has always been a part of mankind's knowledge. However, it's becoming both a more powerful and more commonly used solution, one to which people with all sorts of ailments are turning. Would you say this is the greatest revolution in human history?
Without a doubt, because it's, I think, the first revolution we can read about or chronicle that's a revolution in consciousness.
And you know, Louise Hay started that a long, long time ago, and she was my teacher. And then I found you in the 90s, but you've been doing this for quite a while, have you not?
I have indeed, and Louise Hayes is my publisher, so we share that in common.
She's a lovely lady.
Yes, she is. I know her. I've met her, and she's extraordinary.
And I want the audience to know that I have been a facilitator for the AIM program for more than 12 years, and I could not live without being on the AIM program. I'm such a sensitive. And you started this a long time ago, Stephen. Can you tell us a little bit about Sanctuary, the book, and about how you came into finding all this out?
Well, yeah, I mean, finding all this out, you know, I still can say if I take those scales and weigh each side, there's so much more I don't know than I do know. And I think that probably I'm never going to say anything other than that. That's just the way it's going to be. But very simply, it's what we don't know that determines our lives. And that's because we are creations of consciousness, and consciousness is spirituality. So I simply wanted to know, I started with a very simple question, Elizabeth. What is this here stuff called healing? What is it?
Because the self-healing, the looking within.
Well, all healing is self-healing, but that's kind of a technicality because there's a lot of help available. And, you know, any help you can get, you should welcome and take. I believe that.
I believe that, too.
And so considering that, I began on trying to answer this question, and I'm still there. I'm a full-fledged card-carrying geriatric. I'm still finding out more and more and more what is this here stuff called healing. And it's critically important, and it relates to the thing you said when you opened up about people spending more and more money in prescriptions. And at the same time, more and more people are kind of heading toward something I can only call spirituality. And nothing happens without a reason. My field is subtle energy physics. There is no such thing as something that is without a cause.
And I believe that all healing, all physical healing, comes from emotional disturbances and energetic disturbances, if you wanted to say it that way, Stephen.
Well, it comes from healing is consciousness. It's I was brought up right there in Philadelphia being taught that you have to get lucky. And if things, you know, if you're lucky, good stuff happens. If not, bad stuff happens. If something goes wrong, you go to somebody who can fix it. And if they can't, well, you're in deep trouble. And, you know, I mean, everyone I know was brought up believing that. They were taught the exact opposite of reality. And that reality, and that's what we're struggling and working and enjoying finding out, that reality is very simply, we create our lives, both for better and for worse. We create everything about us. And that means
if something's wrong,
we can create something different.
I call individual responsibility.
Well,
I think
can't have
we
empowerment
need to have...
without responsibility.
Right. Individual responsibility is so important. And years ago, when I was a little girl, we had a general doctor, and he did everything. Now you've got a doctor for this, a doctor for that. And we're learning, both with doctors and lawyers, that we have to be our own. We have to be our own healer. We have to be responsible. We have to know if something's beginning to go wrong and then address it in some form. Isn't that true, Stephen?
Yes, that's called consciousness. We are required to be conscious. And, you know, there's a misnomer that's out there called ignorance is bliss. That's quite true if you're an absolute infant. But once you're no longer an infant, ignorance is just dumb. It is not blissful in the least.
That's true. You know, I have some friends that are on the AIM program, and I've been asked so many times, I wanted to ask this question tonight. It's so important. After you finish your first year on the AIM program, why should you still stay on it if all of our healing inside has already been done? Are you still finding new imbalances, both acquired and hereditary, as somebody continues on the AIM program after the first year?
I would tend to think I'll always find new imbalances, both acquired and hereditary. Acquired is easy because we live in an age where people acquire imbalances that are man-made and creative. That's a whole different topic. That's a byproduct of technology not serving spirituality, and it's called biological warfare. But there are the hereditary imbalances I find many, many things and still find them that are unknown medically. They don't even have a name, but that doesn't matter. I mean, if a rose bush has aphids, I don't think the rose knows how to say aphid, but that doesn't, not being able to say aphid doesn't protect the rose. And so my job is very simple. You are on the AIM program, and if you or one of the people you facilitate call and say, hey, my life force is 100, a scale of 100, but you know what? I'm still coughing. Why? That's when my work begins again and again.
And
all
it
right?
has happened.
Does this person have something that we don't know about? I got to find it and then put it on there to help this person heal it. That's what I do.
Are you... aware that some people think that once they're done with the year, they don't have to stay on it any longer? And what do you say about that?
You know, all I can tell you, I never tell people what to do. I tell people, look, if you feel you don't need this anymore, then go with your decision. And if at some point you say, you know, I think I do need it, I want to go back on, come on back on. It's not like you get one chance and that's it. Big boy, so you better be get it right. It's just not like that. You've got to follow what message you receive internally, and I respect and believe that. That's the end of the interface. Do what you feel, and you can come back. Many do. I would say
right.
So many do, but yes.
I was on it for about 3 years, and then I thought I'd go off it and I would be a little smarty pants, and within 4 months I was back on the program. And I really feel that it's my secondary health insurance. That's what it means to me. It
well,
has
I
helped
see this primary,
so
but I see this primary, Elizabeth, but you know,
oh, well,
we live in an age that you can't read about, has no parallels. We live in an age where making disease frequencies, let's try and be legally precise, making disease frequencies is something that is done as an industry.
That's
now,
true.
I've never read about that in history historically, but this is part of what we have created. And if you want to get down to it, it's part of what has created the need for and the existence of a movement toward spirituality. It's all a package.
As well as a movement towards understanding that when a chemical goes off in China and another chemical goes off in Iran and another chemical goes off in Russia, they join somewhere in the atmosphere and they create something new called a frequency imbalance. Is that not true?
Well, that's part of the story, but you know, that's also something unique to our time, Elizabeth. There
yes.
is no more geographic integrity. We, everything goes everywhere, everyone goes everywhere. We are not isolated. For millennia, forever, people were isolated. There was no communication mm-hmm. possible between an American Indian here and an Aborigine in Australia. Now everybody contacts everyone, and so it's become even technologically holographic.
Now, is there a secret about how the AIM program works, and what's the secret of this technology?
Well, the secret of the technology, very simply, is that we are probably the most persistent, relentless gadflies ever known to mankind. We're just utterly obnoxious. In that if you have an imbalance, and we know about that imbalance, and we figure out its frequency in consciousness, and the frequency that helps you heal that, you will, with our help, keep selecting and selecting and selecting and selecting. So you don't have to, because you have healed it. It's the redundancy is incredibly important. It's as if you said, I need to pray for something. And instead of spending an hour, you just spent every second of your life until you accomplish the object of your prayer. It's that redundancy.
Last summer, I don't know if you remember, Stephen, I had an imbalance, and I asked you to check it, and it was a terrible rash that went all over my body, and you were working on that frequency at the same time that it hit me, and I had it for 4 days, and it was gone.
Well, sure. Sure. There is nothing that can't be healed. But as I said to begin with, you may need some help. And there is no limitation in help. This is the most powerful assistant assisting you in healing I've ever known. But there's no limit to healing, no limit to the help. I mean, a puppy or a kitten has saved many people's lives, and you've read about that yourself.
The thing that amazed me, though, was when I had called, you were working on what was wrong with me, and I wasn't aware of it, and you weren't aware of it, and whatever frequency it was the one that was hitting me. And it was all synchronicity, almost like what they say in the book, The Secret.
Well, you know, the synchronicity does exist, but if I had gotten a call from you, let's say, a few days earlier, mm-hmm. and I had found that same imbalance, instead of naming it after the person in whom I found it, I might have called it Elizabeth Joyce's disease frequency. And all things being considered, you're better off not having diseases named after you. Stick with, you know, libraries and boats and stuff like that.
And children and grandchildren.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, that's another mystery. It showed in you at the same mm-hmm. time as in others,
right.
And that meant it was time for it to reveal itself. It was there. And that goes back to, do I still find things? Sure. I mean, there's still a lot more I don't know than there is that I know.
Well, I used to really suffer a lot from the flu and sickness during the winter, Stephen, before I was on the AIM program. And I came on the AIM program in 1996. And I had always been very sick, and I'm telling you, I don't think I've had a flu since. Not that I haven't had a cold or an upset once in a while, but it goes so fast. That's what I love about
that's
the AIM program.
Secret.
That is,
you
that's
don't
the secret.
Acquire any less than you ever did. You acquire the same, whatever's there, if you acquire it. The difference is how rapidly you heal it. That's the mm-hmm. difference, because you're not that's wearing right. some kind of saran wrap that protects you. What you are doing is addressing whatever you need to heal the moment you need to heal it. And you don't let go of it. You're, what I said, relentless, tenacious. You don't let go until you don't have to hold on, because you've healed it. And that is the most important thing. It's just, remember, Louis Pasteur was the father of the germ theory of medicine. And on his deathbed, he said something that must have been heartbreaking for him. He said, my life's work is wrong, because he found his germ theory. And he said, it's not the seed that's the problem. It's not the seed that gets you. It's the fertile soil. In other words, your soil, your body was more able, could support these things you acquired, these germs and all that. Now you don't have those weaknesses, so you heal rapidly. It's that simple.
And it makes you stronger. And we're going to talk more about this after the break, Stephen.
Sure.
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Shumsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
that was my good friend Elizabeth Hepburn, Stephen, reminding us of how good we feel when we raise our life force on the AIM program. Can you tell us more about what the life force is?
Sure. We mean, well, you don't mean someone. You mean, it's arbitrary. Anything that's on a scale of 0 to 100, you may be sure is arbitrary. It was a way I had of measuring vitality. Now, I use the term life force, Elizabeth, because I'm English. You know, I'm an American. I speak English. In other cultures, it may be called something different, like chi or prana or whatever
Shakti.
It may be. Yeah, exactly. However, I speak English, so I use that. And in this country, we don't officially recognize the existence of something called life force. But if you ask anybody, you know, is there something that you would call your life force, they say, yeah, sure. And so I began to measure it on a scale of 0 to 100. Zero being, well, if it's zero, you have no problems at all either. And if it's 100, it's unobstructed. Your life force can be 100, and yet you still may have some obstructions. And that's why I continue my work. But that is what I measure. And the life force, sadly, has changed dramatically in the last decade.
I was going to ask you about that. When I came in, Stephen, I came in the late 90s. My life force was 56. At that time, it was high for your expectations. However, it's gone down a lot lower since then to now. What are we, 12 years ahead now? What in the world has happened, and what is the reason that the life force is getting lower?
Well, very simply, Elizabeth, if you had come in not in 1996, but let's say 1985 or something, your life force would have been between 95 and 99. Let's assume you were average.
Okay.
However, something happened, and that something is what made me decide I could not afford the luxury of staying in a very lucrative, easy, private practice, but that I got a clear message. This is something that I've got to offer and make available to everyone, and that's available. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you know. But what happened is, very simply, part of our technology, without getting into all the details, has resulted in an acquired immune deficiency. As you become more and more immunodeficient, your life force becomes lower and lower. And we are reaching, we're getting down toward rock bottom energetically in terms of the frequency of life force. And that is why, and again, there is this synchronicity. That's why more and more people are turning, are listening to your program, are turning toward all these things, are turning toward energy, turning toward spirituality, because intuitively they grasp they need an answer that is not available right now in the realm of technology and science. And I think that's quite true. I know it's true. What's happening. Yeah.
You say that the life force is low, and it's very low. Now people are coming in at 1 and 2 and even lower, right? But
yes.
People expect the life force to be raised to 100 within a year. Do you see that changing? And do you see the life force possibly coming in after 3 months or 2 months? How does that work?
Very simply, well, I can't really answer the 2 or 3 month question well because it's so different for each person. However, in a year's time, fundamentally, everybody's life force reaches 100. Just about everybody, let's call it 99.9%, you reach a life force of 100. And that means it is unobstructed. And what it means in terms of the mechanism, it means you have healed not just the things you've acquired. That only takes a week, 2 weeks at the most. You have healed everything you brought with you, whether you call that hereditary or karmic. It means you've healed everything that is the fertile terrain that weakens you. And so there's no obstruction, and your life force is 100. The question now becomes, what's going to happen next. That's what that's the mystery.
Doesn't that mean, Stephen, that if I'm a young lady and I'm in the AIM program and I've got my life force up, that when I have my child, it will not bring in what was in my DNA? It will be more clear? Is that true?
It will not be there for you to pass on to that child. You are absolutely
so
correct. Correct. Makes me kind of jealous.
I love that. I love that. I love it. That's always overwhelmed me to a great extent. And I know that you work with very special children, the autistic and the Down syndrome. Would you like to talk about that just a little bit for me?
Yeah, very briefly. You know, there are people whom I see as spiritual leaders, and you're going to be on a cruise with one, and that's Danyon Brinkley.
Oh, he's wonderful.
But one of them is Wayne Dyer, and I've told these people, look, you know, you talk always, if you meet someone who needs this desperately, but actually everyone does, and they can't afford it, and it's inexpensive, but that's not a relative term, isn't it? So I said, if that's the case, you just give them a scholarship. So Wayne called me one day and said, Steve, I met this beautiful child, but she has no affect. She's autistic. Can you look and see what is causing this autism in her? So I looked to see what I had, the frequency of autism. I looked to see what was causing it. I found a couple of hereditary things in her that were unknown. So I put them on the AIM program, and I promptly forgot about it. 6 months later, I got a call from her mom who said, my daughter's no longer autistic. Her physicians, her caregivers, they all agree.
Oh,
I said, great.
Gosh.
And it went on and on and on. I was speaking in Australia and in Melbourne. A little girl walked up and said, can I thank you? I said, well, I'm no fool. Anyone can thank me. I kind of like it. But what's not to like? Let's face it. But I said, yeah, but for what? She said, well, I couldn't have thanked you a year ago. I was autistic. Now I'm not. And I took that as an absolute message saying, okay, if anyone has the frequency of autism, I find it, then the AIM program is free for them. That's all. No questions asked. That's it. And
I
so
want to let
now
everybody
there are so
know.
Many thousands, so many thousands of people who were autistic and either are not or will not be, that it's taken on its own life. And there are other things like autism that applies.
I wanted you to tell everybody how to reach the AIM program on the internet. Could you give the website, please?
Oh, sure. The website's very simple, aimprogram.com. And there's a toll-free number, and that's 500-877-3622. 877-500-3622.
877-500-3622.
And
that's how they reach the office. Great. The aimprogram.com. That's wonderful. I wanted to ask you again, if you see the life force getting lower, I don't think we answered that question.
Yes, I do. It's been getting lower since I found this frequency that caused an immune deficiency frequency. It's getting lower and lower and lower, and it doesn't affect you or me. Your life force is 100. And you don't have anything left hereditarily to get rid of. You are right there in the Garden of Eden, Elizabeth. Now, in that respect, we are. It's true. But out there in the world, that's not the case. It's getting lower and lower and lower and getting more and more critical. And once again, people are somehow intuiting there is something that they need that they're not doing. It's a long story, and that's my work, and that's my life.
Now, you don't know this, but I'm an identical twin, and I have been on the AIM program for the number of years. My twin has not been on the AIM program. She has no energy. She sleeps all the time. She's very sad, and she's not spiritually awake yet. But when I look at her, I say that could be me because I was back there years ago before I met you and Louise. And it's amazing to see such a difference in identical twins.
Well, not to me, but, you know, I'm sure you've told her about this, and that is all you can do. It's all I can do. You say, here, there's something I'd like to tell you. I'll tell you about something. And the next move is that person's. They do
it's
or they
move.
Don't.
Yep.
Yeah, and you don't have the right to say, you're going to do it, I'm going to do it for you. Each person has the right to make his own decision. And
I think it's very important to say that.
Will, and that'll do it.
Very important to say that, Stephen. It really is. We're going to take another break, and we're inviting people now to call in with any questions that you would like to ask Stephen Lewis. And the phone number will be at our station ID. So here we go.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on VBSRadio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
Tune in Sunday, November 14th, because I'll be interviewing Elliot Katz on the topic, What's Happened to Today's Man? Why are women so frustrated with today's sensitive guys? Why is it that when a man takes a woman out on a date, he can't even decide where to go for a cup of coffee? What is going on with men that women initiate most divorces? The reason? Today's men don't act like men. In these times, men need to learn to be men. Elliot has written a compelling book called Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants. So what can a man do to improve his relationship with his partner? In the U.S., two-thirds of divorces are initiated by women, according to an 8-year study at Arizona State University. Why are women so frustrated with men today? How does growing up without strong male role models affect today's men? The lack of quality men is a common complaint from women today. So what happened to today's men? Does today's strong woman today want a strong man? Are sensitive guys who always talk about their feelings what women today really want? We'll discuss these questions and we'll answer some of yours next week on Let's Find Out.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th. 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Shumsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard.
You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, the book that we are recommending everybody to read is the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. In regard to Stephen Lewis and the AIM program, he believes that everything is energy and that everything is possible, as said by Albert Einstein. Everyone has a frequency, and if these frequencies are out of balance with our natural harmony, then they can be identified and removed. I have seen wonderful results with the AIM program. I have been in the AIM program for more than 10 years, and I could not exist without it. This is a giant step into the inevitable future where each of us is in our own totality and we become enlightened healers, vibrating to a higher frequency with the oneness of the divine. I have found that in my higher self, I can exist and co-create, and so can you. More than half a century after Einstein described the energetic unity of the world in his famous equation, E equals mc squared, we finally begin to understand the spiritual and mystical implications of his discovery. Sanctuary, the Path to Consciousness, is about a miraculous possibility that emerges when we see the universe as a matrix of frozen light, the spiritual manifestation of our unitive consciousness. This is a book that is a must in everyone's metaphysical library. Sanctuary, a novel by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson, except it isn't really a novel. It shows you how the system works, and you can come into the AIM program anytime you're ready. Get the book, and let's find out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce back with my guest, Stephen Lewis. And we are asking you to call in with questions for Stephen if you feel like it. We're at 888-815-9756. Stephen, you do what you call a weather report every day where you check to see what's been sprayed in the air and what's going around in particular cities. Can you tell us what this is all about and what you find out?
Yeah, it's just what you said, Elizabeth. Of course, you know about this. We live in this age where there are man-made imbalances. Now, I look and say, okay, in the air above Philadelphia, there seems to be the frequency of swine flu or bird flu or H1 or whatever it may be. And that's just part of nature and part of life. But when I find imbalances that don't exist in nature, I look, and they're easily identifiable energetically. And so I just do this and say, this is what we are finding. And it's a service because people sometimes call in and say, I and everyone I know here in Dallas or wherever we are is coughing or this or that. And I will look say, well, this is what I find. And it's just a reality of our life. It's called biological warfare. And these frequencies are used as weapons. And it's part of what we must deal with is part of what we've created and is part of what we must take responsibility for. It's part of what we must heal. And it's just part of life. And I'm blessed to be able to help people in this respect, and I do so.
Now, this is not purposeful biological warfare, is it, Stephen?
Oh, of course it is.
It is purposeful.
Absolutely.
We had an upset in New York City, and I was tempted to call you. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was up, I think it was mid-October, just before Halloween, everybody had a horrid throat. And I'm talking about thousands of people. And I knew that it was a frequency imbalance at that time. I did not get the sore throat, but I knew that's what it was.
Well,
is this
you know, if you were there, Elizabeth, you did get it. It's just that the second you got it, you began to get rid of it. Whereas
well,
other people
appear to the surface.
Didn't. That's the difference.
Tell
everybody
me how that happens,
everything.
Stephen, for the audience.
Say that again, dear.
Tell me how that happens for the audience.
Well,
Explain why my friend would get it and I didn't.
Well, I believe that, look, if something is in the air, the only way you can avoid it is by avoiding inhaling, which has its own pitfalls. However, the difference is if you inhale something and let's say it's irritating, if the second you acquire this irritating frequency, you begin to heal it. Or perhaps you will cough a few times and clear your throat a few times and go on your way and begin healing it and it's gone and that's it. And who remembers what time he sneezed every day? I mean, why would you bother to keep track to begin with, you know? I mean,
so
you know, I sneeze every time I'm around pepper. So, but the difference is that was you and other people who acquired it really, really had a profound problem because they didn't begin to heal it. They didn't have any help in healing it. And they didn't have the clarity of no fundamental weaknesses that they brought, you know, as you did. You've healed all your hereditary things. You don't have any weaknesses. So any poor germ that attacks you is the loneliest creature in the world. It's got no areas of weakness where it can say, ah, I can survive here because it's weak there. You're strong. But other people who lack that strength don't overcome things as easily or sometimes not at all. That's just part of life. And this is not a new idea. This is what Pasteur referred to.
Do you think this is balance? I was more imbalanced. You're telling me that the same germ that went to my friends went to me too and that it disappeared very quickly.
Basically, I am telling you exactly that, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you think that I was when I was a child, I had TB at 5 years old. And this is amazing to me. I mean, I treasure it. So I've been on the AIM program. The disease went through me. I thought perhaps it went around me, but it went through me, and I dismissed it. I didn't have time to get sick. I was in balance, and I had other things to do. Those were my thoughts. This I'm not accepting. I'm not accepting this on my body. I'm balanced. And that, of course,
how would you avoid something
the main
that's in
AIM
the air,
program
Elizabeth?
Because we're spiritual.
How would you avoid something in the air? I mean, you can't avoid it. Everybody acquires everything. The difference is who heals it and who doesn't. How quickly you heal it or how long it takes, that's the difference. Everybody acquires everything all the time because, you know, we live in a fairly toxic environment. But you are strong enough that these imbalances just can't find any place where you're soft enough, weak enough for them to call home. You just get rid of them. I mean, and who's going to bother saying, I had to clear my throat at 9:30 yesterday morning. So who cares?
That's
right?
True.
But if someone at 9:30 gets sick, they remember it.
we were talking about autism before, and I wanted to ask you why you think autism is so prevalent now. I mean, I have a nephew who was autistic when he was born in the 60s, and at that point we really hadn't heard the word. Now you hear it everywhere, and I wondered why that's true. Do you think it's becoming more of a prevalent imbalance?
It's more prevalent, but the question is why. And why is because when you have an immune deficiency, as most people do, almost the entire U.S. for sure, then everything you have hereditarily becomes active. There are hereditary components to the frequency of autism, and they are active. And they shouldn't be active in most people, but they are. And that's part of what autism is. But I prefer to look at it from the other side. Whatever it is you have, they have, anyone has, you can heal. There is no limitation to healing. You can heal anything. And once again, you may need help, but help's available. The AIM program is a powerful means of helping you heal yourself. And only you heal you. And that's not blasphemy. I mean, Jesus Christ said, he said, look, you greater things than these you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite
true. I believe in self-healing, and I also believe that prayer and the ministry of prayer and goes along with the AIM program. To me, both of them really enhance the power of the healing.
Well, I quite agree. I mean, but I call it meditation, but the question is, you know, it's different for different people, different creatures. Animals heal themselves. A doggy meditation is quite different than a human meditation.
Well, you have animals on the AIM program.
Pardon me?
You have animals on the AIM program.
Many, many thousands of them. One of them is lying on a cushion about, I would say, 6 inches from me.
That's your cat?
That's my cat, yeah, Buster.
And how do the animals do? Do you have any reports about how the animals do on the AIM program?
They do phenomenally well.
Because
they are determined, their well-being or ill-being is still created by consciousness. We have this anthropomorphic sense that we're the only conscious beings, and it's absurd. Everything is conscious.
Everything.
But it's a different consciousness. We hopefully have human consciousness, and hopefully Buster here has kitty cat consciousness. I know Buster does, because I check out my little boy here, and I see just how he's doing, and his life force is, of course, 100, but he has a consciousness appropriate to him.
Of course.
He doesn't meditate the way I do because he doesn't do anything else. He's just he's a cat. You know what they do.
How do you think, what's the future for us with humanity, Stephen? And what's your personal vision about the future coming?
We have
an awful lot that seems to be ahead.
I think, very frankly, that this is a major thinning out of the herd. If you understand what I mean. And I think that this is the revolution, that those who understand they must live in a higher state of consciousness to survive will do so. And those who don't will join the dinosaurs, who at one point in life were very prevalent. Now all we've got left is Barney. I mean, this is just part of what life is, and I see it as fundamental. There'll be those who say, yes, consciousness, I must live in a higher state of consciousness. It's consciousness that heals me. I must understand that. That doesn't mean never see a physician. It means take responsibility, first of all, for yourself. Understand your capacity for healing. Understand that you created a great deal of what you have, if not all of what you have, whether you acquired it or whether you brought it with you hereditarily. Take responsibility for it. That's consciousness.
Stephen, why are so many people afraid to do that? They want to blame somebody else? Why are they so afraid to take responsibility? I see it day in and day out.
Because they've been taught. They've been taught to be powerless. They've been taught that they have no power. And I was taught that. My parents taught me, and they were taught the same thing. I don't see it as malicious. I just see it as utterly bizarre. That is a long story, because that's part of what the technology. You see, we don't live with a connection to our divinity, to our connection to God, a connection to, call it nature, if you will.
We live in separation from our creator.
And that's because we have come to worship technology. And I have nothing against technology. I love indoor plumbing. I think it's terrific. You know, the wheel was great. However, technology, Elizabeth, must serve spirituality. Otherwise, technology will destroy life.
Well,
and technology is not God.
Technology is a tool. And everybody seems, not only do they worship technology, Stephen, they worship that old president face on green money. That's part of it. And of course, most of the technology seems to be gone out of this country. But they do worship that. And the corporations are all changing now. There's been so many changes and so many forced changes and places closing, which, of course, creates fear. And that is another problem.
Well, the point of it all, Elizabeth, is to perceive and understand the connection.
Right.
And that is the point. I mean, technology is neither good nor bad. It's how people use it. It's like saying a knife is bad because, look, somebody stabbed somebody in the heart with it. Mm-hmm. No, a knife is a wonderful thing, especially if you're eating a tough steak or whatever it may be, or carving some wood. It's how that technology is used. I mean, that, and it's just that utilization that drives so many scientists insane. That's why Einstein died saying, "I wish I had been a watchmaker." And Robert Oppenheimer said, "I have blood on my hands." It's because there are those who will take the fruits of technology and use them not in the service of spirituality. There is nothing either spiritual or unspiritual about a hammer. It's a tool. If you hit someone in the head with it, it's not a spiritual mechanism. If you use it to build a house, it's very well a spiritual phenomenon. It's all about what we do with what we're given. We are responsible, and tools are simply tools.
And the AIM program is a wonderful tool for keeping us well and balanced and healthy. And I really don't think there's anything quite like it on the planet, Stephen. You've done some fabulous
work. I don't think so either. And I'm very blessed to be part of this. To find my mission in life is a great blessing. And to have that mission be something that helps people enormously. Thousands and thousands, many, many thousands of people. I'm the most fortunate guy I know.
You certainly are a giver, and I know you work hard. We're going to have one more break, and then we're going to talk about what's going to happen in the world today. We'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the 4th dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Tune in Sunday, November 14th, because I'll be interviewing Elliot Katz on the topic, What's Happened to Today's Man? Why are women so frustrated with today's sensitive guys? Why is it that when a man takes a woman out on a date, he can't even decide where to go for a cup of coffee? What is going on with men that women initiate most divorces? The reason? Today's men don't act like men. In these times, men need to learn to be men. Elliot has written a compelling book called Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants. So what can a man do to improve his relationship with his partner? In the U.S., 2/3 of divorces are initiated by women, according to an 8-year study at Arizona State University. Why are women so frustrated with men today? How does growing up without strong male role models affect today's men? The lack of quality men is a common complaint from women today. So what happened to today's men? Does today's strong woman today want a strong man? Are sensitive guys who always talk about their feelings what women today really want? We'll discuss these questions and we'll answer some of yours next week on Let's Find Out.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle Whitedove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malacu. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a room.
And that's my friend Elaine Silver. And Stephen, we're in the flow. We're in the AIM program, and we are healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, let's all stay that way, and let us hope others join us. And I think it's very, I'm honored to be on this program with you, Elizabeth. I look forward even more to seeing you once again and saying, hi, how you doing? And I'm sure it'll happen soon.
Do you have advice for us in what's happening in the world today, Stephen?
Advice for us? Well, we must recognize to begin with that we are just all connected. We need each other. Nobody's chosen. We are all chosen. And we all have the opportunity to choose. Let us do that and understand we are in this together. That is our salvation. And separation is our only downfall. Join me and let me join you. And I say that to everyone. I hope everyone says that to me and to you, Elizabeth, because that is our salvation collectively.
I just coined a phrase, Stephen. We are leaving the me generation and coming into the we generation. And oneness is certainly it. We have to embrace the world with the AIM program and embrace the world with wellness and responsibility and knowing that we all are helping each other in so many ways. And, Stephen, you're doing what you do and I'm doing what I do, and yet we're in harmony. Isn't that true?
We are meant to be synergistic. Not to imitate each other, but to work together synergistically. Absolutely correct. And we all need each other.
And it's hard to really find out what your true self is sometimes. And I find that the longer I'm in the AIM program, the deeper I can go inside and bring out some of my creativity. For example, Stephen, I've always wanted to have the courage to write a book or to lead a class or to be looked up to as a teacher and healer. I've always wanted to do that. I've always felt I had the knowledge, but I had to be at least 5 years in the AIM program before I could even begin to think that way.
You had to remove the obstacles. That's called healing. Mm-hmm. And however long it took you to heal, that answers your question about a year. For, I mean, you may be very healthy in one sense, but in another sense, you may have imbalances. Emotional, spiritual imbalances that interfere with what you need and what you want for your life. It takes you the time it takes. It's different for each one of us, Elizabeth.
And you can't rush it. And it's wonderful to watch it all evolve. As you know, I have many people around me that are in the AIM program, and I watch them evolve. I watch them go through change. One of our people that's been in there for quite some time in the program just had a job transition, and she went from one job, and then all of a sudden she found herself out of work, and now she's creating something new using her creativity, not depending on a corporation, and it's all coming together for her. And I think the AIM program has a lot to do with it. I really do.
The thing is, whatever imbalances there are, you can and you must heal. And there is no separation in that sense, because physical, emotional, and spiritual mm-hmm. are not separate. We can speak of them separately, but they coexist. They're all one thing. And as you remove these imbalances, you are free to live the life you choose rather than the life that's been chosen for you. That's the distinction.
And I use the synergy of a apple that's starting to rot. You used to take the knife and cut out the rotten piece and eat the rest of it, and it was okay. And that's what happens to us when we have something that has not healed in our belief system. And I believe that when you are balanced and you do get back into the 100% energetic strength, that what happens is your thinking changes and you grow and you can depend on yourself more and therefore you can produce more. Is that true, Stephen?
It is, but you know, the analogy I would prefer, Elizabeth, is that not that it's you cut it, cut away that rotten part with a knife, but rather you remove the lack of energy. You remove the obstacles to the flow of energy that allowed things to become rotten
right.
or rancid or unbalanced. And then you allow life to heal you. Life will heal you if you allow it. It's we spend so much time resisting the power of life.
We fight it.
That, I believe, is what, that's what happens when you allow life to heal you. It will. It wants to.
Well, Stephen, with all that's going on in the world and all of these imbalances and this germ warfare and everything else, biological imbalances, what do you see in the future for everybody here?
I believe that there will be a number of people who perceive that their only salvation is to live in a different state of consciousness, and who perceive that, yes, we are all connected. We must be in this together. And I believe that way, individually and collectively, we will change. And those who deny it, you know, who keep saying, well, no, what I'm doing is good enough for the Flintstones, it's good enough for me, I think that they are anachronisms, and I think that very possible they will not survive. And I think humanity will survive, the planet will certainly survive, and I think that this is as it's always been. There will be a purge of sorts, a thinning
yeah,
of
a cleansing out process, I agree.
A cleansing. And that has always happened. It happens to all species.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to us because we don't seem to be able to initiate it on our own, as opposed to some species, like lemmings. When there's too many lemmings, the adults run off a cliff. I'm serious. But we're humans, we're different. We say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go right after you. You go ahead. I'll be right behind you.
Right.
Well, that changes the parameters quite a bit, don't you think?
I think that supporting each other and accepting other people's ways is important. And I think that, yes, of course, I agree with everything that you're saying, but I do like the fact that you are joining all religions, all people, all walks of life, all colors and creeds, and they all can be a part of the AIM program. Isn't that true? So we're
all
coming together.
We're talking about spirituality, you know?
Right.
And that is not something that's proprietary to any one religion. I don't think any one colored group is spiritual as opposed to the others. I can't think of any group that can say, that's it. As I said earlier, nobody's chosen. Everybody's chosen. Now, do you choose? Yes, you're chosen. Now it's up to you to choose.
That's true. Well, it's been wonderful having you on, and I do hope you will plan on coming back. We're going to be listening to Bonnie. She's going to give the meditation about Thanksgiving and gratitude. And thank you very much for Stephen, and please consider coming back
to
the show.
I'll be back whenever you want me, Elizabeth. It's my pleasure and my honor.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
This week, we're going to do a Thanksgiving gratitude meditation. So I want you to walk into the elevator, take a nice deep breath, and as you let it out, we're going to go down one floor, take another nice deep breath, we'll go down another floor, another breath, down to the second floor. One more time, now we're on the first floor, we're at ground level, and the elevator doors open. You're walking through a beautiful green meadow. See the butterflies flitting around, making their little circles in the air. and there's a serene lake in the distance. Near the lake's edge, you see a full, mature, weeping willow tree. As you make your way over to the tree, take notice of the spring breeze. See the birds flying through the sky. Notice the swans gliding across the glassy surface of the lake. As you arrive at the tree, find yourself a nice nook in the roots that's just right for you to have a seat. Get comfortable and focus on the scene around you. Breathe deeply and allow the peacefulness to fill your soul. To your left, there's a forest, and you notice a robed figure coming out, and he's walking towards you. This is your master. Ask your master to be filled with gratitude and wait for it to wash over you. Bask in the complete sensation of thankfulness and peace that encompasses you. Express your gratitude for the people in your life to your master, your friends, family members, even those you don't always agree with. Express your gratitude for your health, for your home. Complete, all that is left is joy. Feel the immense outpouring of love from your guide as the beautiful robed figure returns to the forest. As you come back to the room, bring this calm, this peace back with you. Take a nice deep breath and wiggle your fingers and toes. Slowly, gently, return yourself to the room. Many blessings to you and yours this holiday season.